Yeah, here we go now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Before You Bet, Aaron Live right here on the Covers YouTube and X channels. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you smash that like and that subscribe button right down there. A lot of great content coming up here on the Covers YouTube channel. We're all over this this big football game going down in about a week and a half now between the Chiefs and the Eagles. So a little bit of a delayed start today. So thank you to those of you who hung on for an extra half hour. We're going to be talking to Hitman here in a matter of seconds to get his thoughts on the game. We'll get some betting advice, some tips from him, some tips for a pro. And then I'll be on the NBA beat by myself today. John Mettler is out sick. So, John, if you're watching, rest up, buddy. Hopefully you feel better, and hopefully we have you back in the mix for tomorrow. Okay, if you guys want to participate in the show, very easy to do so. Hit up that live chat on YouTube, on X. What do you like in the Super Bowls? Anyone taking the Eagles? A lot of people seem to be on the Kansas City Chiefs here. So let us know what you like. Anything's in the NBA tonight? Any angles? Any trends you want to share? T. Lee says, any NBA picks, Joe? Yes, I do. I have two tonight. Pretty good spots, I think. Okay, before we get into the NBA, though, let's get into the NFL. And let's do so with our guy in his traditional Tuesday spot. He is on the road today, professional sports bettor Hitman. Hitman, how you making out today?
I'm doing good. This is only the second show of the year that I've been on the road for. I remember that one year I was on the road a lot. But I'm getting a lot of I'm trying to get some Super Bowl props in. They're coming out earlier and earlier. Yeah. I remember when I first started betting seriously, I remember these props you'd have until like Thursday, Friday of the first week. It's not no more. I mean, there was lines up Sunday night after the Chiefs won. So yeah, it's pretty hectic, but just 2 weeks left of the season.
Yeah, it was nice to see. I remember when I first started working in this industry around 8 years ago, it would take close to a week, or it would be the end of that first week where props would finally start to come out. I wake up yesterday morning and take a peek, just an absolute avalanche of them. And I jumped on a few ones. I'm sure you did as well. So before we get into the game, let's look back to the weekend, look back to Sunday. We had one great game, a historic game, right down to the wire. Chiefs Bills, and then we had an ass kicking in Philadelphia. What are your two biggest takeaways, or your few biggest takeaways from the weekend in the conference championship games?
We're going to see Washington back in this spot. They had one of the worst rosters in the league this season, aside from their star quarterback. I think that they're going to be fine. They're going to have so many players that are going to want to come and play with this quarterback. It's going to completely change the franchise, in my opinion, as long as he doesn't have a big regression, which, I mean, that could be possible, but it was arguably the greatest rookie season of all time. So we're going to see Washington back once they get some talent surrounding Jaden Daniels. The other take for Buffalo or in the AFC side was, I tweeted this too, I kind of felt bad for Josh Allen just because he seemed so emotionally drained at the end of that game. And it's a guy that could go down as a top 10, 15 quarterback of all time, the pace that he's on right now. But he's just stuck in an era where he's playing in the AFC with a top two quarterback of all time, in all likelihood by the end of his career. So it's a tough spot to be in if you're Josh Allen. It kind of feels like a lot of those quarterbacks that were in the Brady era and basketball players that were in the Jordan era, that's how it kind of feels with the Mahomes, Andy Reid era right now.
Yeah, it was sad seeing they did a quick little handshake after the game, him and Mahomes, and it was sad watching him walk off the field. I just knew, though, when it was a tight game in the second half, the fourth quarter, I was thinking there's no way the Kansas City Chiefs are going to lose this game, especially on their home field. Okay, so let's talk about the Super Bowl. Obviously, this is a much different type of game. We got a two-week break. There's just a ridiculous amount of betting options. There's going to be a ridiculous amount of betting volume. For some people, this might be the only bet that they place all year. I'm going to have friends that are hitting me up that I haven't heard from all year. Joe, what do you think of the Super Bowl? What's the bet to make? What general betting advice do you have for some casual bettors when it comes to betting on the big game?
All right, here's a few. Generally, look to bet the overs on popular players early and unders late. I am sure the day of the game, I am going to be pounding unders on some of the more popular players, where some books are just going to have a lot of liability on the overs, and I'm going to look to take advantage. So on the A-star players, look to go over early. Shop around for price discrepancies and middles. I will find more of those all year than or for any game this season. I will find more discrepancies and middles. This will be the game to do it. I see there's already stuff out there. I know that like one site had like total passing yards in the game at like 460. Another had like 430 or something like that. So have a lot of options to play at. This one's important. If there's steam on a market with a known outcome, like the national anthem or the halftime show, follow the steam. In all likelihood, that steam is right. Professional bettors tend to become aware of the script in some of these markets. So if Orange Gatorade is getting steamed like hell, you know, I probably wouldn't recommend going opposite of it. I'd probably just recommend if you're going to play something, just chase the steam on those markets. And if you are betting a side or total, look towards exchanges where you can lay close to even money on sides and totals compared to minus 110. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of differing opinions in this game, and you're going to be able to find other people that like the Eagles, if you like the Chiefs, or vice versa. So you're going to get a lot of good prices in this game. So I would look for the sides and totals to try to chase some of those exchange markets.
Okay, Hitman, so you're going to be part of our Before You Bet Best Bets Super Bowl special that we'll be recording later on in the week. But we got to get your thoughts on the game as a whole, the spread and the total. So Chiefs holding strong as a 1.5 favorite, total 49.5. What do you think of the spread and the total for the Super Bowl matchup?
I bet the Chiefs. It's obviously a small edge. And as I mentioned, I would shop around because you're probably going to find some great prices on the Chiefs as long as there's somebody in an exchange market or something like that that wants to bet the Eagles, which there will be. So I wouldn't lay like -1.5, -110. Like you should be able to find -1.5, -101 or something on this game. But like I said, again, and before the Chiefs played Buffalo, Mahomes and this Chiefs team is just reminiscent of some of the old New England teams that they just make every high leverage play. And in a toss up close game, I trust Mahomes in those spots a lot more than I trust Jalen Hurts. I think that the key matchup of this game is that when Kansas City does or can get Hurts into some clear passing situations, Kansas City has two really good corners in Jalen Watson and Trent McDuffie that can match up with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And Jalen Hurts has regressed this year. He's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league when he's faced the blitz. He's been one of the worst quarterbacks under pressure. And going against Steve Spagnuolo, who is the best big game defensive coordinator, and you have some offensive line concerns right now with the Eagles, I just think that it's a spot that I just trust the Chiefs in these high leverage downs a lot more than I do the Eagles. I've been betting the Chiefs under a field goal in almost all their playoff games recently. With Mahomes, it's just been something that's worked for me. And maybe it comes to an end this week, but I'm riding it out again another week.
7-0 against spread, with spreads of less than 3 points for Mahomes in his playoff career here. So, yeah, if it's not broke, maybe don't try to fix it. Okay, so a lot of people, when they're, you know, thinking about how they want to play this game, they're kind of looking back at the Super Bowl from 2 years ago. I put out a tweet after the game and said, hey, what do you guys think of the spread and the total? And a lot of people would say, well, the Chiefs won 38-35 2 years ago, 73 total points. So I'm going to bet the over in this game. I'm not sure if that logic works. Now, besides Saquon Barkley, what do you think the biggest difference is in this matchup now compared to the one 2 years ago?
I mean, the biggest difference I can think about is the field conditions. There was a lot of talk about how none of the defensive linemen could get any footing. And you got to see in that Super Bowl, the pass rushers were basically non-existent, and both offenses had great games. So I wouldn't go chase the total that what happened 2 years ago. Jalen Hurts has regressed, I think, since that run, or either he regressed or that team's got more film on him, but he hasn't been as good this year as he was 2 years ago. But the Eagles' run game has obviously been more more dominant. On paper, Kansas City's offense is better than that game 2 years ago. That game, remember, they won with their wide receivers being Kadarius Toney, Justin Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, now Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown are major upgrades on those receivers. So that would probably be the biggest difference that I would see between these two teams and the game, just the field conditions the way it was 2 years ago.
Okay, so we know the MVP award, whether it be for the regular season or for the Super Bowl, the overwhelming amount of winners of that MVP award tend to be quarterbacks. So a strategy that a lot of people employ is, hey, if you like one side to win, just take the quarterback to win MVP. So if you like Kansas City on the money line, right around minus 130, is it a smart bet just to take Mahomes to win MVP at around plus 110?
I don't hate it if you do like the Chiefs. It's tough for me to see a path for another player winning it, to be honest, on the Chiefs, just because they're a team that does not have a skill position guy who really dominates the stat sheet. Like, if you remember a few years ago, I bet Cooper Kupp. I rarely ever bet a non-quarterback in this, but I remember I bet Cooper Kupp in that Rams-Bengals Super Bowl with the theory that, you know, Kupp was the Triple Crown winner that year. If the Rams do have passing success, it's likely going to go through Cooper Kupp. With the Chiefs, it's just so spread out. And they don't have a run game where, I mean, I really don't see a running back for the Chiefs winning this either. They really don't have so it's tough to see a path for a non-Chief, I mean, or non-Mahomes offensive player. I mean, could a defensive player like Chris Jones do it? Maybe, but, I mean, it's going to be tough to fill up the stat sheet too, because the Eagles have such a good offensive line, and the Eagles they're not a team that's very aggressive offensively, so there's not many turnovers, so it doesn't lead to a player on defense filling up the stat sheet. So I don't hate it, to be honest. Usually I would say just bet the team you like, but
yeah,
it's hard for me to envision a non-Mahomes Chiefs player winning it, to be honest. So I don't hate it.
I agree. Okay, before we let you go, we got to know, you talked about that there were some props up even on Sunday night, and these numbers are moving. So have you bet anything already that has moved significantly?
Nothing that has moved crazy. I'm getting a lot of work done today. I'm really like digging into it today. So, but from what I've noticed, there hasn't been huge moves. I know Dallas Goedert got bet up about 3-4 yards. That one, I don't know if I agree with it. I thought it was already a little high in the mid to high 40s. So maybe that ends up being an under that I look to come back on the closer we get to game time. Because you know what? I'm pretty sure it's going to get keep getting bet up from this point on. But nothing that I've seen so far that's moved drastically, to be honest. Remember, too, like with the player props, this isn't a hard game for a lot of books to price. The Eagles, the Chiefs might be a little harder because there's so many skill position players that are involved, from Hopkins to Juju to Noah Gray. How do you price all these guys? The Eagles, that's a relatively easy team to price because they are just so condensed in their target share. Like, Barkley gets the ball in the run game, and it's Goddard, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith. Nobody else gets the ball for the Eagles. So that's an easy team to put props on. So I'll be digging in more today and the following days. And I know we got our prop show on Friday, so we'll probably have some good stuff for us then.
Okay, one last question. So I know the Chiefs have been at a deficit in a lot of these Super Bowls that they've played in. Will you be looking to bet them live if they go down in this game, or is it simply just all about the number and what they're going to be being offered at?
Yeah, I mean, remember, the live betting algorithm is based off what the closing line was. And this is the most efficient. This is going to end up, whatever the closing line ends up being, is probably going to be the most efficient line of the entire season.
Yeah.
So I probably stay away. I mean, I do think that there is some merit to maybe the algorithms don't pick up on enough that Mahomes comes from behind in these games at a rate that's just way more than your average team. So I could see that angle with it. I'll tell you what, maybe I end up considering it, but no promises. But if the Eagles get down, I'm not looking to bet the Eagles throwing from behind against Steve Spagnuolo's blitz. If I am going to bet anyone live, if they get down in the game, then it would be the Chiefs.
Okay, Hitman, some great tips there. That's not it from you, though, because you're going to be back with us later on in the week for our Super Bowl betting special with all of our analysts who have joined us throughout the year. So best of luck with all your handicapping and the bets that you do get in, and we will catch you again on Friday.
Thanks, Joe. I'll see you then.
Yes, sir. The man right there. Okay. A little bit of NBA talk right now. It's a light night in the NBA, just four games. I think a couple of good-looking betting opportunities out west tonight. I won't be staying up to watch these games, unfortunately. I'll have to check my phone in the morning. And how good of a feeling is that when you are a bettor, particularly one of us who is on the East Coast, and you place these bets on these games that are on the West Coast, and you get up, first thing you do, you look at your phone, and your bets win. What an incredible way that is to start your day. So hopefully that'll be the case for me when I do wake up tomorrow morning. So let's get into these. Let's start in Portland, where the Bucks are in town, and I'm going to take the under in this game with the total at 229. Quite simply, I do think this is too high for a Portland Trailblazers game based on what we've seen out of them lately. So 13 of their last 15 games have stayed under this number. Average combined score of 218.4 in these games. Portland played really good defense right now. They are number one in defensive rating over their last five games. Now, they've been a perfect under team because they're playing great defense, but their offense sticks. Bottom five in scoring. This is a team that often struggles to crack the 100-point mark in their games. Now, Milwaukee's pretty good on offense. Let's be fair, but a lot of bright spots on the defensive end for them here lately. They're great at defending the three and at defending in the paint. You're not going to score a lot of easy buckets against the Bucks. Number two in opponent EFG shooting percentage over the last two games. And next up, we go to Golden State, where we're going to be taking a shot on a big dog here. Give me the Utah Jazz. They are a plus 12.5 point underdog against the Warriors, who I think have no business being an underdog of this size. They've been a bad bet lately. Look at their last 18 games. They're 6-12 against the spread. But as a big favorite, 1-9 ATS in their last 10 games as a favorite of 8 or more points. And you dig into the stats, there's not a whole lot really separating these teams here lately. 23rd and 27th in net rating. 23rd for the Warriors. Does that warrant being a double-digit spread? I think not. Utah's shooting numbers aren't far off. They are getting to the free throw line a lot more as well. And something to consider in this game, this is the first of a back-to-back for the Warriors. They host a pretty good team tomorrow night, the OKC Thunder. Would it surprise anyone if their foot isn't fully on the gas? Maybe they get a decent lead. Maybe they take their foot off the gas in the fourth quarter. Maybe it is a backdoor cover situation. Would it surprise anyone if you get that alert on your phone saying Steph Curry not available due to injury management? Maybe they don't want to play him in a back-to-back with the OKC Thunder in town tomorrow night. So, yeah, the Utah Jazz. I think that they can keep this from getting embarrassing, at least, and be competitive with a Golden State team that hasn't really been that good lately. Okay, that's it for today's show. A light one today without my NBA partner, John Mettler. Hopefully he will be back in the mix tomorrow. We do have a big show planned tomorrow. John Middlecoff will be by to rip through all the hot topics and the NFL. We'll get his initial thoughts on the Super Bowl as well, the coaching carousel. Some really weird coaching stuff. The Dallas Cowboys Schottenheimer, talk about an underwhelming hire. Liam Cohen for the Jags. Yeah, he had a great year for Tampa Bay. 2 years ago, he was the offensive coordinator for Kentucky. Now they're giving this guy, what, $12 million? He gets to pick his own GM? That's how desperate the Jacksonville Jaguars are right now. So we'll get John Middlecoff's opinions on all of that. And don't forget, we're going to have our Before You Bet Super Bowl Best Bet special later on in the week. So that's why you want to stay subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel. Makes our content much easier to find. Okay, thank you to Hitman for joining. Thank you to producer. It seems like I'm catching up on my Netflix shows tonight, according to Wayne. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of time to kill. We don't have primetime football. I miss it already. So thank you to producer Mick. Did a great job putting the show together today. Thank you to our sponsor, BetMGM. Make sure you check them out. They have a great offering of Super Bowl bets. And thank you to everyone for tuning in today, whether you're watching the show live or watching the replay later. Thank you guys for joining. We will catch you again tomorrow. Best of luck with your bets. Let's go, Utah Jazz, baby. Woo!